Coming up first, this is a night for everyone to share their stories, but we always like to try to kick things off with a member of the Nerdalog. So tonight we have Alex Talavera.
Alex Talavera!
Okay, so when I was 18 and I graduated from high school, the graduation present I got from my parents was a Eurail pass and permission to bum around Western Europe with my buddy Kevin, his mom is Dutch and his dad is Irish, and so like he went to Europe every summer, and so like he was my guide across Europe. This story is not about Western Europe, because fuck that place. What I should have done, if I had had the foresight and knowledge, was do what I did when I was 25 and go to Japan. Real quick show of hands in the audience, who's been to Japan? A couple people? Nice. Man, very good. All right. You have not. Put your hand on. Yeah. If you are a nerd, or someone who is even kind of nerdish, why have you not gone to Japan? When I was 25, I had graduated college, I'd been bumming around for a little while, and I decided to take a teaching job overseas. Through my interests in kind of just anime and video games and the culture and language, I said, hey, I'm going to try to go teach in Japan. And I somehow landed a job and went out there. And I realized immediately, almost like the second I touched down, that I should have been there way sooner. I felt immediate home in this completely alien foreign culture. A couple things about Japan. One, the whole like bullshit, like the nail that sticks up the furthest is the one that gets hammered down. That's like their kind of... That's the old saying that kind of demonstrates Japan's uniformity and ubiquity. It's true, but it also glosses over the fact that there are a shit ton of sticking up nails in Japan. And all those sticking up nails all hate the fact that they get hammered down all the goddamn time. So all they do is daydream. It's a nation of daydreamers. And these daydreamers... They escape the way that we escape, which is through comics and video games. And it's so pervasive over there that, like, video games aren't even called video games over there. They're just called games. Because everybody plays them. And comics are so ubiquitous that, like, you don't go to the comic book store. You go to the bookstore. Because half the books sold are comic books. Everyone there is a fucking nerd, and the entire culture is nerd based. Their economy is 50% nerd based. It's their number one export. That is, I mean, aside from like electronics and shit like that, it is their mass cultural export to the world. Video games, manga, anime, the product of nerds sitting in a cubicle. Hating themselves. Going to that country and being in part of that environment was one of the most eye-opening things for me, because I realized that even though I was, like I said, it's foreign, it's alien in all the ways that we think of when we think of like an alien culture. They don't have the same mores and the things that we kind of all just take for granted and associate with, like what is America or what is Western civilization. Like, they have don't, you know, punch a dude in the face for no reason. That one's covered. But, like, but like other things, they do not. And it is an alien culture. When you sneeze, no one says bless you. No one says anything because it's a sneeze. Why do they need you to say anything? And for some reason, that one took me a while to get used to. But it's an alien culture that I felt completely at home in, because it's a culture of human beings who are so alienated from one another by this kind of desire to be correct that they all, in whatever time that they're not dressed in a full suit and tie and have to go drinking with their coworkers after work every day, which is a thing, they all want to just be in space. Or beating up water demons in the sewers of New York, which is what Super Mario Brothers is. Koopa is a bastardization of Kappa, which is like a very old and long-standing Japanese boogeyman. The Mario is a New York dude who stumbles upon a Japanese boogeyman and has to punch him in the face. And that is their world. And we are that world too, because most of us grew up playing Mario and I assume watching Pokemon and Digimon and all that shit, and we've absorbed that same outsider dream into ourselves. So when people tell me that, like, after graduation or whatever, they went to Europe to see the Louvre or Athens, you know, to see, like, these kind of pillars of Western civilization, that's great. I really don't... I'm not really here to be like, don't fucking go to Europe. But, like... but the cultural touchstones that reflect back to me aren't in Europe. They are all from that weird, freaky monster island on the Pacific Rim. And I learned more about myself from those people and that culture than I ever did for some bullshit, unfinished Gaudi cathedral. architecture. So, with that said, I like making journeys and I like traveling, but like, think about the roots of what you are and what you want, and think about what actually relates to you, because it's probably not what they tell you it is. Thanks.
You heard it here first. You don't have to go to Europe. I thought Alex was going to talk about this, so I didn't mention it. So I think we should say almost exactly a week from now, Alex will be married.
Woo! So,